Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yes, this is Kelman on CliffCentral.com, but I'm not Aria Kelman. I'm Jonathan Sinclair, just standing in for him for a few minutes before he, like, heads in here. He's having some trouble with his car and traffic. I don't know. But I'm not running solo. I got Michael Flax here, who's here for the highlight of my Friday. Relax, it's Flax. I've also got producer Kitty on the other side of the studio. And now, producer Kitty, Michael Flax has given me permission to let me keep your mic on for the whole segment.
I know.
Okay, so no swearing.
Only because Ari's not here, he's breaking the rules.
Guys, you know, yesterday I was stuck in traffic for 3 hours.
Going where?
So I went to go fetch my car because it also went in for a bit of a service. And on my way back, a truck jackknifed on the highway. And then it was so bad, guys. It legit jackknifed, closed all four lanes, and it crushed a car.
Jesus.
So that blocked up the traffic. And then, like, earlier before that, another car crashed. So you have a double car crash now on a highway. I legit waited in this. I probably went maybe 10 Ks, and it took me 3 hours.
Is this on the
N3 yesterday.
N3.
It was
on the N3.
So bad.
I always hate things like that because I always think, like, what if you're in your last little thing of petrol and then you're stuck in 3 hours of traffic? Then
and
you
then
cause, the,
cause
traffic.
The traffic.
Yeah.
You know,
and also, you can't go anywhere. Like, it's the highway. You can't,
U-turn.
Drive to the next lane. Or you just have to, like, stick it out.
You, like, if you're in it, you're in it. I never get stuck in traffic, eh? The time I come here in the morning, there's no traffic. The time I leave, there's no traffic. So I've never really experienced traffic in a real while. And yes, as you get angry in traffic.
But there's nothing you can do. So why are you getting angry?
But still, I got home. I was pissed off. I felt like I had just wasted 3 hours of my time. There's legit nothing constructive you can do in traffic. Like, what can you do?
And you also should actually just turn your car off. And
I always wonder, what if you need a pee? You know, what if you know, you've got to go and you don't have a cup?
That's what I was thinking when I was stuck in traffic yesterday. I'm like, what happens if I really needed the toilet bad? Like,
you pee on your seat.
Yeah. Would I pee on the seat or would I run out and go pee? What happens if it worse? What happens if it was worse than just a pee? Like, I started.
You're saying, what if you needed a number two?
Listen, there must have been about maybe 3,000 cars stuck in traffic. Out of at least 3,000 cars, there had to be one
somebody
person
needed to pee.
Needed pee.
Someone needed to pee or poo while in that traffic. There's no way. And then what do they do?
You find something in your car, like a newspaper. People buy newspapers in the morning.
I cannot picture.
I am
any
not peeing in a newspaper.
What are you gonna do?
Okay. They're busy discussing technical issues in the background there. But this is real radio. This is what it happens. This is what happens. Yeah.
If I get stuck in, I actually get stuck in traffic on my way home now as well.
I'm sorry. Okay, these are first world problems. Let's move on. All right. So this is Relax, It's Flax. Normally we have really awesome music that goes in the background, but of course that's on Ari Kelman's laptop, which
elevator
we do
music.
Not have.
Then we have this bass that we
so
drop.
we're gonna go in dry with
John,
no
you must
music.
Have something on your laptop that you could, like, bass drop for Michael.
Oh, do you know what I do have? I have Casper in your vest.
No, something else.
Why don't we play this in the background? How's this? We haven't heard this bed music in a long while.
What is it? Jesus, this is like psychedelic trance.
I dig it.
Mike, you're a DJ. You play trance.
This is like 90s music.
Aww. Michael, you play this when you DJ, don't you?
This is no way to intro straight into a Kardashian story.
You can sing your intro. How does it go again?
Relax,
it's no. Flax. I don't know, it's like elevator music.
okay,
well, let's okay.
We'll pretend there's elevator music.
Let's start this.
All right, Flax.
Okay, everyone got their seatbelts on.
Sorry.
Okay, Kylie Jenner, she just released a song. Well, not like her song, she features on a song.
Okay.
Let me borrow that aux chord there.
Sure.
Kat, how'd you feel about Kylie Jenner?
I like the other one, Kendall.
Yeah, what do you mean you like the other one?
Is Kylie the one who was dating Tiger?
Yeah, Kylie's the youngest Tiger. One, the one who always has, like, green or blue hair.
Yeah.
Kendall is the skinny model type one who's
I
always
like
on
Kendall.
The catwalk.
Kylie looks like she's older, though. Is it because of all the surgery she's had?
I think she's a bit taller than Kendall.
Kendall's taller. I'm pretty sure.
But I get what Kat is saying younger. Is that Kylie does look like the elder of the two.
Anyway, some rapper.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, is that the song already?
You already started playing.
Sorry about that. Okay, so let me give you some.
Okay, can I give you some play?
No, wait, Jono, let me give you some backstory.
Okay, give us a backstory. Okay,
so the rapper's name's Mr. Rogers, and the song's called Beautiful Day Burberry Perry. I mean, there's some weird characters like Lil Yachty on here, but just listen how rubbish this sounds.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, let me go to the Kylie part. Yeah. Listen. How rubbish is that?
What the hell is that?
It's almost like they were just playing around in studio and then they took whatever she was saying at the time.
That's auto-tune gone completely wrong.
Honestly, that is... And honestly, this Oak's putting this out as like, this is my song.
It's going to be huge, probably.
No, that is the shittest song I've ever heard in my entire life. Kylie Jenner cannot produce music. I think she's trying to take after a couple of years back, Kim Kardashian let off. Let me see if I can actually get that.
I remember Kim K once went into a bit of music.
I no longer have it on my computer. But Kim,
I don't know why they all think that they can sing.
Kim Kardashian produced a song as well. It was like a... sort of like a club mix, also complete
but
rubbish.
But do you even remember Paris Hilton did that song?
Oh,
and it was
God.
Such a huge hit.
I remember
Kitty
Paris
sing
Hilton
it for
also
us.
Tried.
I have no idea how it goes.
It went, I don't like being alone. No, come on.
Jonah,
Flex,
can you listen
please
to
just Google for it.
I don't have that.
You're going
to
remember the Paris. It was such a big song for her.
It's
Paris
Friday,
Hilton
Friday.
Song.
Anna and Rebecca Black.
Is it called Stars Are Blind?
Yeah, Stars Are Blind. Let's hear
it. But then she's got another one called Good Time with Lil Wayne.
No, let's hear Stars Are Blind. That was her big one.
Jono clearly loved the song.
Just, this is a trip down memory lane. You guys, come on. You remember this.
I already told this is going to be shit.
Make it a bit louder. Welcome to Wick.
Is Ari here?
Your show, R.E.A. I didn't know this was Paris Hilton, though.
Okay, I think that's enough. That's enough to trip down
memory
lane.
So how does the chorus go again?
These celebrities that are producing songs, like...
Flex, fast forward to the chorus there for Kat, so she can...
Let's try to find the chorus.
This is it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, enough's enough. All right, let us greet the star of the show.
He's no longer the star. Jono, you're the star.
Am I the star?
Yeah.
Ari, is your mic on there?
No, it's not on.
No, he sounds very far away.
Have
okay.
You got mic 4 on there?
Jono, put the fader up.
It's mic 3. Hang
I mean
on.
Mic 3.
Okay, guys, give me a sec. Come on.
One,
come on.
Two, one,
I haven't
two?
Stood in for Ari since he was last in America.
Jono, you're fired!
Ooh, you're making jokes, eh? Making better
no,
jokes.
No, remember you stood in for him that day when he ended up in Pretoria?
Yeah, whenever he's late.
Yeah, he's just sick and beast.
Okay, so Kellyman, car trouble, how's it going?
Well, it's all okay because I have a car now, so that's exciting.
Jimmy. Okay.
All right, now that everyone knows what car you drive, thanks for that, Kat. All right, so we were in the middle of Relax, It's Flax, Kellyman.
What's happening, Flax?
Get in yourself.
I mean, I'm okay.
Are you like pissed because you had to be in traffic and stuff? Because I experienced that yesterday and I was super pissed.
I didn't have to be in traffic. I just wish they would have told me what time my car would have actually been ready, but it's okay. Yeah,
he's pissed because I was asking him where he was.
You know what makes me laugh at producer Kat? His headphones sound terrible.
Sound terrible.
Something's
hey?
Really
oh,
wrong
God,
here.
Oh, God, first world problems.
No, honestly, there's something wrong with
no,
this.
No, do you know what? I think it's because we've got Kat's mic on. Let me turn Kat's mic off and then wait. No. Does it sound better?
Yeah, that actually,
yeah.
No. It actually doesn't. It's weird. I'm going to take them off. You can monitor levels. But Kat will message me at like 4:05 and she's asking me about like, where's audio for something not even that's on today's show.
What? No, that's a lie. Really, what are you talking funny. About?
You're asking me for like something to do with The Voice, which we're not even playing out today.
I'm going back to our chats because I don't know what he's talking about.
Doesn't matter. All right. Let's
don't
get
you
back
guys
to...
have like 6 different chat groups for your show?
Yeah, we do have quite a few.
Yeah, they have one for Blogger Diaries. They have one for GRT.
There's nothing here about the voice you lie.
There is. You said to me, Zanali starts in the middle of your chat at 3:57.
Yeah, so I was just telling you that the one recording, these are
personal problems.
I feel like I'm left out. I don't understand what you guys are on about.
Okay, Flex, so let's get back to Relax. It's Flex. Ari, we were just saying it's not the same without the elevator music. We were trying to replicate
it. I'll go and get it quickly, but there is something wrong with these headphones, I'm telling you now.
Mine also.
Okay, if we could get a technical person.
Okay, you guys, just use the normal studio ones because you're using your special ones.
Can we call tech support? Faithful.
Okay.
We got an error. What error? 141. That's it.
Yeah. We got a code black.
code
African American.
Hey guys, what is it? Error 41 on your computer.
Error
41. 404.
We got an error 404. Cat, report that.
I only know Area 51.
Oh, where the aliens are.
Yeah. Well, supposedly Flex will tell us more about that.
Conspiracy theorist.
I think Tupac is there too.
Yeah, Tupac and Purple Rain and MJ, they're all on the island together. All right, Flex, what's the next story?
Okay, so some tech guys are advertising online that you can come stay with them for free. They're looking for a roommate for one person. Come stay with them for free. You get a butler. You get to live in this mansion, basically. What else do you get? You get to go out partying with them, all like tailored.
What's the catch?
There's no catch. All is they looking for is a decent person that they can cross ideas with, that they can chill with, who's like a fun dude. And that's me. I need to go live with these tech dudes in America. It's in Paddington. I'm looking for the application on Facebook. You go party, free bottles. You got your own driver, your own cook.
No, like Flex, you have to pay for this in some ways.
Sexually.
Yeah.
They said no smoking.
Mm-hmm.
No cigars in the jacuzzi. That's their only rule.
Jeez, I could live with that.
Bro, free. They said you have to know how to party. You also get your clothes washed for free and escort, and they will escort you to parties.
Michael, I think they want sexual favors.
Yeah. No.
There's some catch here, Flex. This is too good to be true.
I'm telling you, these are just tech dudes that are looking for inspiration in other people. You telling me you wouldn't go stay after this lifestyle I just explained to you?
Sounds dodgy.
So what, are they only going to take one applicant? Because I'm sure they're going to get thousands.
No, well, obviously they're going to get thousands. This is a deal no one wants to give up. But they're only going to take one person. They'll do a few interviews, and they'll see if the dude's like a chilled oak.
So they're looking specifically for a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so sorry, kitty.
I didn't say I want to go with
him. This sounds kind of gay. I'm not going to lie.
John, you can't say
I'm
that.
I'm just saying it does. I'm just saying.
No filter, John. Zero filter.
I can say that. I'm just... Okay, anyway.
Oh,
all right. So, okay, Flex, good luck with that.
John, you're going to get fired.
You may just want to let people know where you are before you get chopped up in their basement.
No, they even put pictures online. It's legit a mad
pad. That's how they rake you in, bro.
I know. This is human trafficking 101.
Go right now and Google rich tech guys advertising free room and perks in London penthouse. Honestly, the dopest thing you'll ever see.
What are you laughing at? Dor.
Okay, I'm going to turn Kat's mic off. I'm going to turn Kat's mic off because they're having personal issues.
There's
there.
Like fights going on in that back studio.
All right, Flex, what's next?
Remember on Instagram, like the story went viral that Kendall Jenner's hair in that like heart shape was like the most liked photo on Instagram. Mm. As of this week, it's no longer the most liked photo.
Shit, what overtook it?
You'll take a guess. Everyone take a guess.
Justin Bieber, something with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he changed his hairstyle recently.
Yeah, but that's not it. Basically, just to cover your hairstyle story, Jono, Justin Bieber got dreads and you can't undo dreads, so he had to shave off all his hair.
No, but yeah, oh, okay.
But anyway, back to this story. The most liked photo on Instagram now is a photo Justin Bieber posted of him and Selena kissing for a throwback Thursday, and he captioned it, "Feels." Huh. And now that is the most liked photo on Instagram.
Those two are great. Honestly, I wish they would just get back together. Yeah,
Jelena for life.
But they're on and off. Like, are they off for good?
I think they're off for good.
And was that song about her?
Which song?
No. I actually
My mama
looked
don't
into
like
it.
You.
That song was about some Latino girl
Wasn't
he dated.
It was written by him. It was written by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran came in. Ed Sheeran is so good.
Yeah, what? He's really good.
What? Did I pronounce it wrong? Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Okay, so that overtook that photo. Alrighty.
I love how Ed Sheeran's now gone off social media. Like, he's now into the music. He's not about social media, punting it. Just all about the music.
Who's the most followed person on Instagram? Isn't it Kylie?
That's a good question.
It's either Kylie or Selena. Like, I know Selena is huge.
No, I think you think... Oh, Instagram.
Yeah.
I think it is Selena Gomez. I think she's the most followed.
No, I don't know. I'll tell you now. You actually are... Wow. Instagram is actually the most followed person on Instagram. They have 144 million followers, but behind them, Selena Gomez with 69.26, Taylor Swift 69.13 million, and Kim Kardashian 63.56 million. So, wow.
Imagine having 65 million people follow you.
What would you do with that amount of people watching what you do? But it's all the pop stars, because then it's Ariana Grande, Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Kylie Jenner, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Kendall Jenner rounds it out.
But still, even like 1 million people, 1 million, like that is crazy amount.
Yes. I don't know how to grow an Instagram following.
Hashtags, spread the word.
Nah, bro.
How is your Snapchat following going?
It's not great. Like, it's okay. Every now and then when Duncan, who's Duncan the Pumpkin, he's available for bookings as well as a DJ, who you hear regularly on the Casper Radio Show and various other shows, every time he comes onto my Snapchat, like, my views go ridiculous.
Really?
But he's been very difficult of late in terms of booking for appearances.
He's going to start charging soon. The funniest one was when you posted with his fly down. That I laughed my head off.
Yeah, he was doing that whole dance, but did he realize that his fly was down?
No, he full well knew.
Oh, okay.
The worst is when you walk around with your fly down and like 2 hours later you realize. Like, okay, who did I walk past that could have seen it?
human error.
It's the same like when you go to the bathroom and you see something in your face and you're like, how long has that been there for? You know? No? Only me?
Okay. No, I haven't had that yet.
I usually wash my face every morning, so it doesn't happen that
often. Hey, things happen during the day. Alrighty, Flex, what's next?
Chris Brown, do you remember he had that crazy woman breaking into his house?
Yeah.
Like, I think he arrived home from a trip one day, and she was like in a bathrobe, like drunk on his stairs or something like that. Remember that story?
I wonder if she actually broke in or if she was just his hooker from the night before.
No, she legit broke in.
It's
well,
a crazy
anyway,
fan, yeah.
He had to get a restraining order because she keeps coming to his house and screaming, Chris, are you going to eat my P-U-S-S-Y? And then she also screams things like, I love you. Like, she's proper crazy.
She stands outside and screams at him.
She's now currently in jail for trespassing because he got a warrant of 100 yards. But what would you do if you came home and, like, someone non-violent was in your house? Like... Say a woman was in your bathrobe, drunk on your couch, or even a guy, but you knew they were harmless. What would you do?
I'd be like, Mom, let's go to bed. Come. I'm teasing.
Yasses, Jono.
People's answers reveal so much.
Zero filter on you today.
Okay, what would you do, Ari?
What would I do if I found random people trying to stalk? First of all, I'd be pretty flattered that someone else thinks my life is that interesting and that I'm worthwhile, you know, trying to be friends with. I think I'd actually take it as pretty flattering. Unless they wanted to, like, kill me or something. That would be a different story.
I think I would give them a bit of an interview, eh? I'd want to find out why they're in my house, what they like about me.
Yeah, which platform they like to use the most.
Yeah, what's their Instagram handle? And just, like... Why did you break into my house? Like, because they're harmless. You might as well find out the story, how they got in, so you could obviously block that hole. You can improve security in that corner.
All right.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually be scared, eh? That's not provoking, like, harmless people to start breaking into my house.
If you find someone drunk in your house, it's not as scary as if you find a sober person in your house. So it's a bit different.
Yeah, I'm pretty chilled if someone's harmless. Anyone's welcome to come say hello to me. Did you hear in the news, Soulja Boy this week, he signed a deal for $400 million. Like, who the hell signs a deal for $400 million? No one has figured out what deal he signed. But, like, in some of his tweets, he referenced Beyonce, so some people think it's a record deal with her. This puts him in one of like the top six or five richest rappers alive now.
It's crazy.
If this is true.
That's okay. A lot of money. I don't know.
$200 million.
Who's he behind? So Dr. Dre is number one, eh? Jay-Z.
Dr. Dre, Jay-Z. I think even Kanye beat him, even though Kanye was...
But I thought Kanye is Kanye bankrupt?
No, he's not bankrupt. The story was so misunderstood. What Kanye meant was if he had to invest in all his ideas that he has, he would be bankrupt.
Do you know what all these artists are doing now, though, is they're locking into these, like, streaming deals and, like, these apparel deals and lifestyle deals and, like, deals that are very 360 because they know they're not going to make money through albums. I couldn't believe today I saw Rihanna post that she's so happy she's the first artist to go double platinum this year, which is, like, 2 million albums sold, which is, like... I remember looking at the Billboard charts like 15 years ago and, you know, albums selling 40. I think Michael Jackson's Thriller sold like over 40 million copies.
Yes.
So like you flash forward to now, people just aren't selling that anymore. So,
but no one's buying albums anymore. Who buys albums?
Yeah, that's the thing. So like how do these artists make money outside of sort of touring, and the actual music and the streaming? Cause they don't make a lot of money off streaming.
Merchandising. I mean, there you go. Everyone's going to start buying a Soulja Boy cap and a Kanye West t-shirt and stuff like that.
Listen, I would pay a lot of money for Kanye merchandise. Yeah, that Pablo stuff that he released, I'd pay a lot of money for
that. How much
that.
Would you pay for a t-shirt?
Like a lot, bro.
How much is a lot?
Like, if it was a dope t-shirt as well, it's thousands. I'd pay thousands for it.
Jesus.
And then I wouldn't eat, yeah. And I'd look good in the t-shirt because I wasn't eating anything.
He's got some cool clothes. You know, Justin Bieber actually opened up a pop-up store.
Yeah, I did see that.
At some purpose pop-up store. He opened up on, it was a street like, it rang a bell with Kanye West. Mercy Street, yes. Didn't Kanye West do that song Mercy or something?
I think so.
But he opened it up on Mercy Street, obviously inspired by Kanye West.
Okay, I would not spend a cent on anything Kanye, but then again, Ari says I wear ugly shirts.
No, can we take this for a second here? just tell everyone what happened.
Today, it was my last day at Cliff Central, and then Ari said to me, oh, and you decided to wear that shirt?
No, because it's been... Listen, I do have to say that I don't deal well with when people leave. The past week, I've been like provoking Jonah to get some kind of emotion out of him for the fact that he's leaving us destitute in the streets of Rivonia. I'm kidding. But you haven't been giving me a lot to work with, so I've just been, you know, throwing a little...
Last night, he started playing songs. What songs were you playing? He was playing Boys to Men, though we've come to the end of the road.
Fact, wait. Put my... can you put my laptop on a second?
Yeah, sure. Where's that aux?
If my computer wants about the aux to even work. Can't find anything on this computer
today. Aux have been
throwing
shade the whole day.
But your farewell was pretty nice, though, I have to say.
Yeah, no, I did have a great farewell today.
We had lunch out there for Jono.
Yeah, we had healthy lunch. We had, like, chicken and salad.
Did speeches and gave him presents. Yeah, wished him well.
I really felt special.
We now present to you, though, the 10 stages of Peace Out, Jono. It's been real. Kicking it off with an emotion along these lines for some people in the office. There you go. Some people are feeling that. Jono, on the other hand, is probably feeling something along the lines of, and I gotta be careful. This is Jono's emotion as he drops all the papers and leaves the building.
Okay.
Then everyone goes through different stages of grief. So in a week from now, when we realize how much John has done for us, or without us even realizing it, we'll be very angry with him for having left us. So there's a lot of emotions. John, on the other hand, though, is probably going to hate us all in a month from now when he realizes how difficult we all were, and send us messages along these lines.
He's going to start like a WhatsApp group and add us all.
No, but seriously, it does. I hate it when people leave, so it does suck.
Okay, no, guys. Okay, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this. Can we just pretend like I'm going to be on Monday? And yeah, I'll pretend like...
I mean, we could, but it's not the truth.
Yeah. We have to adjust to you not being in this atmosphere anymore.
Oh, guys. Okay, no. I can't deal. I can't deal with emotion right now. I need a moment. Flex, come on, let's
wrap
move
this
on.
Up with,
yeah,
a, with a happy story.
Yes, please.
So there's this island.
Damn laptop. I don't know how to get this thing to stop. Sorry, I apologize. It's my bad.
Carrie's like been speaking in my ear the whole time. I think we just need to give her a platform.
No, I was just saying Ari loves you. He just played that song. He said he'll always love you.
We all will, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then Whitney died.
Okay, it doesn't mean you're going to die or Ari's going to die.
No, it doesn't mean that.
Well, we're all going to die eventually.
I'm not.
It's just a race who's going to die last.
Have you guys seen that meme with Whitney and it's like 4 years clean?
Wow.
Too soon. Okay, move on.
Okay, Alessandro's waiting. Hurry up.
More than any of the stuff that you've done for us in the workspace, I will miss that sheer lack of tact that you always used to bring into every
zero filter awkwardness.
No filter for it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we have to play this for the last time. This is so sad. Hang on, let me find it. Whenever Johnny used to be on the show, we used to put this as his bed music. Hang on.
Was it that bed music we heard earlier, Johnny?
I don't know.
That like funky disco beat techno.
Was this my bed music?
No, it's not this.
Remember...
Didn't I have the nanny music?
No, that was Jane. It's always been Jane.
This is definitely not the music, Ari. It's
this is
it was Love and Marriage from that show.
But this is Love and Marriage.
No, it's
can't
not.
Have one without the
okay, it is.
Other.
I don't
Love play. And Marriage. Cat is very quickly losing sensibilities. Ooh, we should be
this
so
this is not the one
worried.
That you played, though.
All right, just speaking of Alessandro, which is coming up next, Kat, now, Flex, this morning on the Gareth Cliff Show, you guys have decided to do this competition, and Alessandro has also agreed, because you two are each other's doppelgangers.
There's going to be a competition going out later. Our faces side by side, and you get to vote who is hotter.
Okay, but let's just give a bit of background, because in the first few days of Cliff Central 2 years ago, when Flex was still new and Alessandro Barbosa was still new to us, we used to get them mixed up. Hey, Kat, we thought they were the same person sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why. All right. So Flex, I know you chose quite a cool picture. We're still waiting for Alessandro's picture.
I just chose any picture.
No. Flex was searching through pictures for hours.
I wasn't.
All right. So we're going to do a poll on the
where's
website.
Where's it going to be up? How can they vote? Please go vote for me.
Well,
tell them where they can go, Jonah.
Well, it's going to be on our front page as soon as Alessandro sends us his pick that he's chosen.
Okay, so, but you need to go vote for me. The more votes, the merrier.
Mm. But I'm thinking of not putting the names under the pictures so people actually don't know which is which.
No, Jonah, you must put
point.
The names. Because I just gave a shout out to go vote for me.
All right, Flex, we really have to wrap up and get to Alessandro. Why don't you give us one more?
Okay, so there's this...
Yeah. Let's just remember. Yes. Yeah, this is you tell everyone to wrap up. This
excuse me.
I might just be a guest on Relax's Flax, but we'll finish with Flax when we're finished with Flax.
Okay, one more story. One more story, guys.
Okay, one more quick.
There's this Icelandic budget airline. It's called Wow Air. So it's hosting a competition where if you're like cool at Snapchatting and you live your life on Instagram and Facebook and pictures like that, they will let you go to four different continents. You can take 28 different stops on these continents between June and August. And basically, you just have to Snapchat this whole journey. They'll give you free accommodation. They'll give you activities throughout the day. They'll even give you travel allowance. All you need to do to travel the world with them is travel the world with them for free is Snapchat your whole journey and post it on Instagram.
They must have, like, literally, I've seen this everywhere, which means they've probably got about a million CVs that have come through for this job because they've advertised it so well.
But I want to do this. You know how, like, cool that is?
Sounds like a good deal to me.
Is that where you're moving to, Chana?
Shots fired. Alrighty, guys. Let's wrap it up before Kat kills us. Flax, I know Kalman always loves to get your closing remarks.
You know, have a super dope week. Have a super dope weekend. There's been so many car crashes in the last few days, so be safe on the road. When it rains, drive slowly. Always drive with your headlights on at night. Never, ever, ever drink and drive. There's other resources. You can use Uber, call a taxi, call a friend. You know, never, ever drink and drive. And if you see someone drinking and driving, report it to the police because they could possibly take somebody else's life. So just be careful on the roads this weekend.
Okay, and how do we keep up with you?
Oh, you can follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. Mm-hmm. Instagram, go tap follow, Michael Flax. Twitter, at Michael Flax. Tweet me, I tweet back. And Facebook, go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax.
And Grindr.
Jeez, Jono. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.